I'm out of questions, Commissioners. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Agnet Media and Southeast Agnet Radio of having Citrus Industry Magazine, having the opportunity to sit down with you and kind of catch up on things. Don't do it often enough, probably, but we catch up by phone when we need to. So what did I not ask that I should have? And just a message, a parting comment for Florida agriculture folks.
Well, I always appreciate the opportunity to catch up with you, and certainly appreciate the extraordinary role that you play in helping us convey important messages to Florida farmers and ranchers. The bully pulpit that you have is second to none, and it's a lifeline for transmitting critical information. We've been together through freezes and floods and hurricanes and canker and greening and wildfires and you name it, and it's so important to have that ag broadcasting system as a strong component of our overall agriculture sector. We've covered a lot of the topics here, and we just continue to remind folks how important it is to stay engaged in these issues. We're facing a number of extraordinary challenges, in many cases historic challenges, and it's easy to just kind of, you know, bury our head and wonder how we get through the next day. But because of agriculture's civic and community engagement, we've got a base of support, a level of popular support among citizens who understand the good things that farmers do. We need to build on that because there's a lot more education to be done. And we've got policymakers in office who understand that farmers and ranchers are an important part of Florida's economy. It's not just old McDonald's farm that's quaint and charming and fun to ride past and appreciate its aesthetic benefits, but that this is a critical pillar in Florida's economy, and we just can't let up on that messaging obligation that we all have.